You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:02, we have some light snow falling in Flemington. The forecast for this afternoon is a 30% chance of snow, high of 27. It's not going to snow. They didn't hear you, Jim. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 12. Friday, a high of 27 again with decreasing clouds. Saturday, sunny 25, but Sunday, sunny all the way up to 35. It's the only thing I could think of at the last minute.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. At least I don't feel like I'm fighting over it.
I told you I listened
usually,
and it's kind of loud last week.
Out.
With good reason.
On today's show, March is almost upon us, which means another month of speakers and performers at HCL and NCB. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Book Sale will be here before you know it. We'll give you details about donating your old books and the sale itself. Jennifer barks up the right tree. Maker's Day, HCL Outdoor Art Show, National Library Week, and much more on today's Library Show. So did you watch the movie St. Elmo's Fire?
Many, many times.
What was it about again? Just nothing really, right? Just a bunch of friends in
college.
D.C., right?
Yeah.
They went to Georgetown? Wasn't it in and around Georgetown?
It was.
Okay. Who was your favorite character? Brad Pack character?
I don't know. I was very partial to Andrew McCarthy.
Okay.
The underdog.
So you watched all Andrew McCarthy's movies, Pretty in Pink?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't Rob Lowe? Was it Rob Lowe?
He was.
Rob Lowe makes a commercial now these days with when they play the scenes at the end of it.
Oh, do they? No.
For cable. DirecTV. It's DirecTV Rob Lowe and Cable Rob Lowe. And DirecTV Rob Lowe is a suave, cool guy. And Cable Rob Lowe is some. And it's different for each kid. Like the whole series of commercials, like a week name or some. It's pretty funny. Rob Lowe's also in another sitcom.
Now,
Parks and Recreation? Did I tell you about this?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to watch it?
Yes.
It's all about county government. I mean.
Please.
Is it really scary? No, it's a funny show. It starts at, I'm not a big fan of her, but Amy Poehler.
Uh-huh.
She's the star of the show. But Rob Lowe's in it, too. But it's all about county offices. It's the Parks and Rec Department. And then just how they interact with all the departments. The library is like the big villain in the show.
Well,
it's very good, actually. My wife and I have been watching it. So welcome to the Library Show. Jennifer is going to tell us about the program last night. We had a new performer join us, Nina Etc. Yes. I'm interested to see how Jennifer describes it for me.
No, you know what? It was a lot more country than I expected.
Okay.
I think that was the Gershwin and Peggy Lee that threw me off on the flyer.
Oh. Oh, okay. So you were wrapping your hand around something else.
Yes.
Did she play Gershwin and Peggy Lee?
I heard her play Peggy Lee. No, I heard her play Patsy Cline. I did not hear Peggy Lee and Gershwin.
But you weren't in there the whole time.
I was not in there the whole time because we were working on Comic Fest.
Okay. She's from New York, upstate New York or somewhere in New York.
She traveled down here for
way out of her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple who came from Middlesex County.
Okay.
And they were talking Edison and Donnell, and I didn't hear quite where. And the woman had a broken foot, and they came all this way to hear them.
That's a
testament. Yeah. It is.
Okay, so that was Nina Etc. We'll decide whether we'll have her back someday.
She was much younger than I expected.
Why?
And on the picture
of her on the.
I know. Her hair was different.
And what did it look like?
It wasn't as straight. She just looks younger in person.
Jennifer had a lot of preconceived notions about the program.
Well, from the flyer, that's what
it's a lesson to all you people out there. Don't do that. Just go in open-minded.
But that's what
anything.
The flyer is. The flyer is to attract people. And you get ideas about what you're going to see based on
the
flyer.
Okay, Jennifer didn't think it was going to be country, even though the title of the program was Hotter Than a Pepper Sprout, one of the famous country lines from a Johnny Cash song.
Yes, but I told you what threw me off was Peggy Lee and Gershwin and Billie Holiday.
This is a lesson to you, Jennifer. You're going open-minded.
I was very
on everything. From now on, I'll be watching. Okay, let's see what we have coming up this week with Huntington County Library. We have a program today. Tonight at the North County Branch Library, it's about Social Security planning, what you need to know to maximize your retirement income. And this is presented by Nicholas Novella of Cornerstone Financial Services. It's very topical, especially with tax season coming up, Jennifer.
Yes, indeed.
So if you want to, if you're in that position where you need to start worrying about Social Security planning, I suggest this program. It's, once again, it's at the North County Branch, which is in Clinton, 65 Halsted Street. And it's at 7 p.m. tonight. All programs that we talk about on this show, if you just follow along at home on your computer, just go to hclibrary.us, click on the event calendar in the bottom right-hand corner, and all the programs that I'm talking about will come up. So you'll have a visual aid to go with my soothing words. Jennifer has a program tonight also at the Huntington County Library, Extreme Couponing. I'm going to come and have an open mind about it, Jennifer.
Okay.
And maybe I'll... this is with Diana Ruperto. Who is she?
She is a fourth grade teacher at Crossroads Christian Academy, and she is an extreme couponer.
Okay. Is there like... Is that like something you go to school for? Is this self-proclaimed?
I think it's self-proclaimed.
Okay.
But I've seen the handouts she has for tonight, and she has some really good tips. So there's
is
lots
this
of
grocery
handouts.
Shopping or just anything?
It focuses on grocery shopping.
Okay.
A grocery store.
You can bring your laptop or tablet, it says in the flyer, Jennifer, you want to follow along. What does that mean?
It means
that's
she's
a
going,
lot of online coupons?
She's going to show a lot of websites and things. If you do bring a laptop, it should be powered up because we're running low on outlets.
Does this include Groupon?
I don't know. I didn't. It probably does, but I didn't.
Okay. So learn how to use and combine multiple sources of coupons. I thought you couldn't combine coupons, Jennifer.
She's also using store sales as coupons.
Okay.
Or sometimes you can use a digital coupon and a regular coupon.
All right. Obviously, there's a lot I need to know about couponing.
There you go.
Okay. So that is extreme couponing tonight. I think we have a very good turnout.
We do.
Yes. Mistaken. Tonight, Thursday, February 26th, and this is at the Huntington County Library, the main library on State Route 12 in Flemington in the county complex.
Correct.
This Saturday, Music of the American Colonies. You want to read one of these, Jennifer? I'm hogging the microphone.
Thank you. You are. Ann and Ridley Enslow will be back at the North County Branch Library for their Saturday winter concert series at 1 o'clock. And this is filling up, so you definitely want to call and make reservations. Dressed in historically accurate clothing, the Ridleys use instruments appropriate to the period, an 18th century violin and a hammered dulcimer. You might also hear a jaw harp, mountain dulcimer, or penny whistle. The pair sing in harmony and tell stories.
It's called a jew harp. Wrong?
I don't know. It says jaw harp.
Okay.
They sing in harmony and tell stories of the time that gave rise to the music. With few exceptions, all of their music is drawn from original manuscripts, sheet music, and songsters. I have a question. Never mind.
Go ahead.
No.
This is what the radio is about. It's about educating Jennifer.
Why would you say with rare exception all of their... Why wouldn't you just say most of their music? Like, with rare exception sounds negative.
I don't get it. What's the sentence again?
With rare exception, all of their music is drawn from original manuscripts. That sounds negative.
No, it doesn't. Just it saying does. They did a lot of research.
I know, but most of their music is drawn from original manuscripts sounds less negative. That's all I'm saying.
From rare exception, meaning...
Yeah.
Most music means that there could be 20%.
I know.
Rare exception means there's maybe 2%.
It just sounds negative.
Everything sounds negative to you, Jennifer.
Works well for me.
Okay, Jennifer, tell us what's going on next Wednesday, March 4th.
Next Wednesday, March 4th, the Hunterdon County chapter of the Sierra Club will be meeting at the North County Branch Library at 7 o'clock. And this is for the New Jersey Highlands Rediscovered.
What can we call our club? The Sourlands Club. Isn't the Sierras a mountain range out west?
Yes, but I believe the Sierra Club already exists, and this is a chapter of it.
Oh, so what is the benefit of being a chapter?
I don't know. This isn't my club.
Trying to educate our audience here, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Can we get funded in some way? Or?
This is not my club. I don't know. Erica Van Auken, grassroots coordinator from the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, will be showing the film The Highlands Rediscovered, an informative and beautifully shot 30-minute documentary that explores the history of the Highlands region and why it became a source of clean drinking water for more than half the state's population. The film explains the ecological function and the importance of the Highlands forests. Highlands
the
Forest.
Highlands of New Jersey?
Yeah.
Where are the Highlands? Not the Atlantic Highlands. Or
No. Like up by Morris County and Sussex County.
Like Warren.
You're missing an apostrophe here, by the way. Apostrophe S. Highlands Forest's ability to cleanse rain as it percolates into aquifers and ultimately into surface reservoirs. It also presents the challenges the Highlands region is faced.
Aquifers, by the way.
Thank you. With retaining its important forests. And I was thrown off by the lack of punctuation. Retaining its important forests under pressures to develop the land. Erica will be available for questions following the film and an audience discussion. Sierra Club meetings at the library are open to all, so feel free to sign up or drop in. The meet and greet starts at 7, followed by the program.
Sierra Club is very important, right?
I didn't say it wasn't.
Preserving our environment, getting educated about our environment.
And I believe we have a movie on Tuesday evening, March 3rd. I believe there is a second showing of Gone Girl scheduled.
Is that correct? I can double check that real
quick. Well, it was over the weekend. I was signing people up for it.
I don't have
it's
that.
No, it's not on the flyer, but I believe the wait list was called.
It's a secret showing of Gone Girl?
This is what I believe.
Okay, good. Because the first one was canceled because of faulty equipment?
No, I think because it was so... They did finally show. The Gone Girl was shown.
Okay.
But I think this is just an addition, too.
Did you watch it?
No.
You're going to refuse to watch it, aren't you?
No, I'll watch it if I choose.
Okay, Jennifer, I think it's time for our first commercial break.
All right.
We'll come back with Today in History right after these messages.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Yeah.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Is something happening here, gentlemen?
Yes.
We just had verification by phone call that Jennifer is indeed sabotaging my portion of the program. By drowning me out with music, turning my microphone down, anything, any little trick she can come up with. So I apologize for my what word am I looking for?
Host.
Co-host. Oh my God. Okay. I would never do it to her. I would just go on record saying that. Mm-hmm. When I'm on the production chair, I make sure that Jennifer comes through crystal clear. All my friends say you have a very nice voice, by the way.
Really?
They do.
Thank you. I like your friends.
Okay, today in history, Jennifer, today is February 26th. I got good news and bad news.
Yes.
Bad news is I couldn't find anything that interested me that happened today in history. Today is February 26th. Am I correct?
Yes.
I hope I am. Okay. I couldn't find anything interesting enough to say for today in history. So today in history has been canceled. February 26th wasn't a very interesting day. Not much happened.
Oh, dear.
But I did have our game, name recognition for people born or died on February 26th. Here we go. I'm just going to say a famous person's name. Jennifer is going to see if she knows who it is by just describing briefly who the person is. I don't know. I got to come up with an explanation.
Oh, and this program note, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles did not sing.
Yes, Jennifer was incorrect.
Didn't I say it with such conviction?
She did. I believed her. I should have questioned it, but I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, born today in 1802. Victor Hugo. We'll start off with a layup for you.
A layup. He is the author of Les Mis, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. He's a French author.
Correct. 1829, Levi Strauss was born.
He is he's the inventor of the rivet, which was put into production in his blue jeans.
Blue jeans is what we're looking for. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer was just trying to steal a little airtime there. Okay, born on February 26, 1846, William Cody.
Wild Bill Cody. He was a Western cowboy.
Very close. Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill.
An American showman, bison hunter, scout, etc., etc. I'll give it to you, Jennifer. You are 3 for 3. Congratulations. Born today in 1852, John Harvey Kellogg.
Was he the original owner? No, he wasn't the original owner of Kellogg cereal. Let's say he was.
I'm going to give it to you, Jennifer. He ran a sanitarium. He invented cornflakes.
And the spa.
Invented cornflakes.
Yes.
Yes. I'm being very lenient today for some reason. February 26, 1887, William Frawley is born.
Nope.
No idea. Actor, most famous for playing Fred Mertz.
Huh.
And I Love Lucy. He was also in Miracle on 34th Street. You know what role? It's a minor role. He was the political advisor of that judge. He was telling the judge.
Court, I would have said the DA. Yeah.
Okay, then you would have been wrong.
But I had the courtroom.
Okay, just wanted to point that out, Jennifer.
You enjoy that.
1908, Tex Avery was born on February 26th.
And that makes you feel better when I'm wrong.
Tex Avery. Nope. No, it doesn't make me feel better. It makes me feel good when you're wrong where you... How can I phrase this? Never mind.
I'm sensing a touch of schadenfreude in your personality, Jennifer.
Tex Avery, Jennifer.
Nope.
No idea?
Nope.
Creator of Bugs Bunny.
Hmm.
Animator.
How about that?
Born in 1908. 1916, born on February 26th, the great one, Jackie Gleason.
He was the star of The Honeymooners.
Correct. That'll do. Tony Randall was born on February 26th, 1920.
He was the star of Odd Couple, The Odd Couple, and Love, Sydney, the TV show Odd Couple.
Love, Sydney?
Yes.
What the heck do you... I thought you didn't watch TV.
Not anymore.
I got Jennifer, 1927, Tom Kennedy was born.
Mm.
I'm actually drawing a blank on the... He's a game show host. Oh, I know what he did.
Tom Kennedy is a game show host?
Name that tune.
Oh, wow. Huh, okay.
No, yes?
Yeah.
Born on February 26, 1928, Antoine Domino.
Fats Domino.
Correct. Can you name a song he sang?
Blueberry Hill.
Very good.
Thank you.
And I know that one's correct. Okay, born in February 26, 1932, Johnny Cash.
Hotter Than a Pepper Sprout, Jackson.
Jackson, very good. Can you name another song? I don't think you can.
Ring of Fire.
Oh, good. Okay.
Folsom County Jail. The album.
Folsom Prison Blues. Very
okay.
Close, Jennifer. And finally, 1945, February 26th, was born Mitch Ryder.
Oh, he was a musician. Mitch Ryder.
Correct.
And the...
Very good. Come on, you got it.
And the...
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Devil with the Blue Dress On, etc., yeah. etc. So that was born today, Jennifer. Kind of a... Apologize for not having any history for you.
That's all right.
You have anything for me over there prepared?
Nothing as exciting as that. I will say we have a new book list, as it were, new materials list at the library.
Oh, yeah?
Audiobooks on available on One Click Digital. We've talked a lot about over the last year.
What the heck is One Click Digital?
I'm going to tell you. We've talked over the last year about EHCL, which is the library's ebook and audiobook collection through Overdrive. But we also subscribe to Zinio, the magazine, the downloadable magazines. And with Zinio, we also get access to One Click Digital, which gives us access to a lot of audiobooks that are not available through Overdrive, with authors such as...
So One Click Digital does what, briefly?
You can download...
It's magazines?
No, it's books.
Oh, it's books.
Audiobooks.
Audiobooks.
But it's because we got the magazines.
Okay.
Okay, and there's authors such as Jody P. Colt, who is not available on Overdrive, and Robin Carr, who are both prolific, popular authors. Linda Lale Miller, Jane Ann Krentz. We also have Stalin by Stephen Kotkin. The Marriage Game by Alison Weir. That's a Plantagenet historical fiction.
What the heck does Plantagenet mean?
It's the period.
Do with
the English
the
period. The English period, like Anne... Henry the Eighth.
What?
Henry
really?
The Eighth. The
Plantagenet means
it's
like
the family. No. It's pre-Victorian. No. It's Middle Ages.
But it's an era.
Plantagenet. Yeah.
It's named after who?
The Plantagenet. That was the last name of the ruling family in Britain at the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
We add 24 titles every quarter.
Okay.
So
how many titles do we have now?
We have quite a few because I added a whole bunch at the end of last
year.
So
how do I use this? Do I just walk into the middle of a field and yell One Click Digital?
You sure do.
It becomes planted in my brain.
It does. You go to our website, hclibrary.us, and you click on Digital Collections. And then...
Wait, start from... We're on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Then what do you do?
Click on... There's a little yellow box to the right-hand side that says Digital Collection.
Okay.
And then you click on the one-click digital icon.
Okay. Do you have to have a library card to do this?
You need to have an HCL library card. Because as soon as it loads, you will be asked to create an account... register or sign in.
This is a one-time-only thing?
One-time-only. You sign in. You type in your library card number, your username, password, your name, your email address, and your zip code. And then you can sign in, and you can browse all our new titles. We currently only have one ebook on here, and it was a free ebook.
And how does holds work on this? Are there holds?
We don't really have a lot of parameters set up because not that many people are using it yet.
So
it's pretty much
anything that shows up is available. Is that what you're saying?
Not entirely, but most are. Most check out for 14 days, although you can do as few as one day.
I'm starting to lose interest over here.
I'm sure you are. I'm trying to find out how many titles we have because you asked earlier, but I do not see our collection.
So it's online audiobooks. It's called One Click
Correct.
Digital.
And
it's free, right? Or does it cost money?
No, it costs the library money, but we're paying for it for your library tax.
So another benefit for being a member of the Hunter and County Library, having a Hunter and County Library
Correct.
Card, free audiobooks.
Correct.
It's a supplement of our larger audiobook collection through Overdrive.
Correct.
Is that correct, Jennifer?
That is correct. And it's got authors that aren't included.
And we also have online magazines available for free called Zinio.
Correct. And we will be updating that collection in May and June.
So go to our webpage and click on Digital Collections. And I'm assuming Zinio, Overdrive, and One Click Digital will all come up.
Correct.
And then just browse yourself and see what you can find.
Correct.
And a lot of great magazines.
EHCL. Yes, and Zinio has just added the Condé Nast family of magazines. So we will be expanding the collection come June. Why are you shaking your head?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Travel and Leisure, Bon Appetit.
Oh.
Lifestyle magazines.
Travel magazines?
And lifestyle magazines.
Like, what's the name? Give me one title.
Bon Appetit. Travel and Leisure.
Okay. Very good. I bet you that'll be a popular one.
Yes. I'm looking.
So digital collection is just one way the Hunter and County Library is keeping up with technology, where we have, of course, we still have our vast collection of books that you can take out, but we're also on the cutting edge of the digital technology for you here in Hunter and County. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jim Thatch. And a lot of the travel guides have an advantage. Like, we have National Geographic Traveler on Zinio, and a lot of the pages are interactive, or they're embedded web links in it. So it's more than just picking up a paper magazine and reading.
Which do you prefer, Jennifer? I know you like old books and to have the feel of a book, but are you embracing the digital media?
The problem with the magazines is my Nook doesn't support them, so I can't download magazines and take them home and read them.
They should have, when you're looking at an online magazine, they should have something like a subscription card pop out of your computer. It's just like they always fall out of your magazine.
And some of the magazines now have the feature where they'll email you when the new edition is available.
So how do magazines make money on online by doing this?
How do
magazines make money?
They charge a lot. Well, advertising, but they also charge us a rather hefty subscription fee.
So they realize they need to stay up on the cutting edge of technology, too, because someday there might not be any paper magazines.
I don't think in our lifetime.
You don't think so? Really?
I really don't.
Look how much has happened in our lifetime already, Jennifer.
I know.
It's a pretty bold statement.
I know, but let's figure our lifetimes are half over.
Okay. That's a safe bet, I think. Unfortunately.
Oh, really?
Maybe not you. Mine is.
No, mine
for sure.
Too.
Mine might
so.
Be two-thirds of the way over.
Let's hope not.
I know. I hope not, but it very
well
could
be. That's very maudlin. How are we doing, Jeremiah?
Okay, Jennifer, let's go. Oh, we do not have news.
Not
do we have commercial
like it,
breaks?
Nope.
No commercial breaks? You just plow right through here?
Plow right through. Good snow pun.
Okay, let me just recap Jennifer's weather report. Jennifer said there was a blizzard going on outside. I disagreed. I believe the extreme part of South Jersey is receiving snow, as is Point South. Got a nice snowstorm that came through last night and this morning. But here in Hunter County, we're just having, actually, compared to the temperatures recently, kind of a mild day, 30 degrees.
Oh, speaking of temperatures, I have to ask you a question about a statement you made last week.
Go ahead.
About the heat. It's okay to keep the heat up overnight.
What happened?
Did you have a problem in your house?
Yes, we did. Why?
Did you really? Your pipes froze?
They didn't freeze.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Why? What happened?
No, I was listening to the things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if he had pipes freeze.
Well, it's just this time of year, people forget, like, drip water or something in extreme cold days. If you have pipes that are on outside walls.
Yes, I know.
So why did you have frozen pipes?
Not this year.
Okay, but very good. Hopefully we're out of the woods, but, well, actually, I'm looking at Friday's overnight temperature at 2 degrees, so maybe we're not.
No.
But daytime temperatures on Friday, 30 degrees. They say AM light snow. We'll just ignore that. 70%, come on. Saturday, sunny skies. Temperatures right around 30 again. The overnight lows are what we need to be concerned with. Single digits. But then Sunday, we warm up a little bit to 36 with the overnight low of 30. That's more like it.
And Monday.
Mostly cloudy skies. And Monday, it looks like we're hitting 40 degrees. So we'll believe that when we see it. And, of course, March comes this Sunday. We'll be done with the brutal February month, so hopefully March brings us something more. Did you get my bookmark, Jennifer?
I got your March bookmark, Jim Thatch.
You don't understand it, do you?
I do. It's a tree branch, and it goes through the seasons from snow to April to the spring. And it ends up with leaves on the end and a little bird.
You don't like it. It
I
wasn't
do.
What you expected, so
no,
you
I like
hate it.
I like it very much. I don't hate it. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's reminded me that the forsythia branches I brought in have not opened yet. And I'm a little disappointed about that.
Did you find the hidden words in the picture?
Are there more words? I found 1, 2, 3 HCLs.
Okay.
I found March, if it's hanging over here.
Maybe.
And I have a feeling there's something in the clouds. Are there more words than just HCL?
There's 3 Marches and 3
oh, I see
HCLs,
it.
Jennifer.
Oh, I don't
so
know.
So this is the monthly bookmark we're talking about. Every month I design a new bookmark with the month theme, with HCL and the month's name hidden in the image. And of course, the bookmark is functional. It has our hours and when we're closed for that month. This is the 340th bookmark I have done, Jennifer.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Thank you. I believe that will probably be my legacy here on Earth. Which is not a great legacy. I didn't cure polio or anything, unfortunately.
But bookmarks are good.
I still have a third of my life left.
There you go. Get cracking.
A quarter of my life left. I might. I'm going to try to cure cancer. I think that's the number one.
Okay.
I think, isn't that the number one issue?
I don't know. I guess if you have it, it certainly is.
Climate change and then curing cancer, reversing climate change. What else do we need to do? What are the top 3 problems with the Earth today?
Garbage. What to do with the garbage?
Garbage? Overpopulation?
Mm-hmm. Now you're starting to sound Dickensian.
You're just trying to throw all these words at me. So we are the library,
you know,
show. Jenna, please don't be turned off by Jennifer's flowery language. She half the time misuses the words she tries to impress upon you.
Why are you picking on
just
me again
check
today?
Check the archives.
Dickensian.
And the moral of today's show is have an open mind. Don't expect things to go in and be disappointed. Have an open mind and maybe, just maybe, you'll find something that you enjoy where you would have had a closed mind elsewhere. That's Jennifer's point for today.
That's the new
HCL Scoop will be out by early next week. This is our bi-monthly? Is that twice a month or every 2 months, bi-monthly? It's the March-April edition, Jennifer, of The Scoop. And let me just give you a sneak peek of what's inside. We'll have all the book sale information, which we'll touch on again shortly, about how to donate your used books to this year's Friends of the Hunted County book sale. We have information about New Jersey's Maker Day right on the cover. On March 21st, 2015, over 130 sites throughout New Jersey will be participating in the first New Jersey Maker's Day. The Hunterdon County Library is excited to be hosting Maker's Day at the North and South County branches. There's a lot of information about that in the scoop. I'm just going to whet your appetite. We also have all of our programs listed. We have when we're closed. We have the book group topics for March and April. We have a little bit about youth services, their story time, and March being a Maker Month. Jennifer, did you know that?
I did. You said
that's
that.
That's in there as well. And then we have exhibits at the North County branch in March and April. They have the Voorhees High School Art Department and oil paintings by Lynn Eberling. Ebeling in March, and then in April they have the Delaware Valley Bead Society and Ann Freeman Landscapes on display. Always great displays, thanks to Mary Noon Kozakowicz at the North County Branch Library. Can you spell Noon Kozakowicz?
N-O-O-N-E-K-O-W-A-S-Z-I-K-I-W-T-Z.
I wouldn't know if you were right or wrong anyway.
I know you
would. Okay, Jennifer, I mentioned the Friends of the Hunter County Live book sale. This year it's three dates, Saturday, May 2nd, Sunday, May 3rd, and Monday, May 4th. Traditionally in April, we moved it back a little bit weather-wise. Is that why we did it?
No, that's when the fairgrounds was available.
I gotcha. Okay, but to supply the book sale with books, we have book drives. Two book drives are scheduled this year, Jennifer. Both drives will take place at the South County Park, the fairgrounds section, where the book sale is held this year at the fairgrounds in Ringo's, just off of Route 179 between Ringo's and Lambertville. So Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th, we'll have two book drives. What you do is, if you have a lot of books to donate, just load up your car, drive to the fairgrounds, and we will unload your car for you. There'll be volunteers there to unload your car. So Saturday, it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday, April 26th, and Saturday, April 25th. If you have smaller amounts of books to donate, you can bring them to the libraries, South County, the North County branch, and headquarters, between April 16th and April 24th, and just leave them in the lobby, and we'll take care of them for you. And just a quick peek at what they accept, Jennifer. They only accept hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, DVDs, and video games, books on CD, no tapes, please. Audio tapes just out now? They don't make them anymore?
They do not.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty interesting that, you know, with all the good things about CDs, audio tapes used to be able to be spliced, and so you could save them. A CD gets a scratch, you're out of luck.
CDs are supposed to be indestructible, remember? CDs and sheet music they also accept, Jennifer. So this is the Friends of the Hunter County Library book sale. This has been going on for how many years?
Oh, it's got to be 21? No.
20 years?
Maybe. We're getting close to 20.
I think it's like 15 or 16.
Okay, that's close.
But it's the main fundraising event for the Friends, and all the money the Friends earn from the book sale goes to benefit the Hunter County Library. Things like Zinio. One-click digital? No? The Friends didn't supply that? Can we say they did?
No.
Friends just bought new lights for the gallery.
They just bought new lights. They redid the meeting room, touched up the paint.
They fund a lot of our programs. They do a lot.
They're funding the art show. They're funding Comic Fest.
The beautiful landscaping around the library, mm-hmm. thanks to the Friends of the Hunter County Library. Too many things to mention, Jennifer, so we greatly appreciate this group for all the work they do. Another thing they do, Jennifer, is they sponsor the HDL Outdoor Art Show and sale, which will be coming up on Saturday, June 13th. Just mention it now because we're starting our call for artists. We only accept the first 75 local artists that enter the show. Starting next week, look on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There'll be a link to the entry form. That's all I'm going to say about it now, Jennifer. Just a little taste. And then all the information will be there. And if you want to enter the show and sell your work, it's a great day. We have music and food and demonstrations. And it's outdoors on snow fences on the lawn of the Hunter County Library. This is the fourth year we've been doing it. The fourth year of the revival of the art show, which took place in the late 80s, early 90s. No, even before that. Late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. This was before I came to the library. That's the 1900s, Jennifer.
Wow.
That sounds so old, man.
Last century.
I was born in the 1900s.
Me too.
All right, what do you got over there, Jennifer?
What do I
feel like I'm just talking and talking.
You sure are. There's a new book coming out by Hallie Efron. Did we talk about this
can
one
we talk
yet?
About something else? I'm just kidding.
The library, get it? Night, Night, Sleep Tight. And Hallie Efron is the sister of the late Nora Efron.
We have had this discussion, but go ahead.
Did I already talk about this book?
Probably. What's it called again?
Night, Night, Sleep Tight.
I remember you talking about the Nora Efron's sister.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly.
I don't think we talked about this.
Okay, go ahead.
Award-winning author Halle Efron is back with another novel of suspense and betrayal, one that will transport readers back to the Hollywood of the 1960s.
Is she a good writer as her sister?
She is. In the 80s. A time when anything
Are you sure she just found some of her sister's manuscripts?
Yeah, the writing is completely different. Are you going to keep interrupting me? Thank you. In 1985, Deirdre Unger returns to the Beverly Hills home of her childhood to help her father, screenwriter Arthur Unger, ready it for sale. Deirdre is devastated when she finds her father's body at the bottom of the lap pool he has used daily for many years. Certain that this was a tragic accident, Deirdre is stunned when she learns the police have opened a homicide investigation, and she is even more shocked when she becomes a person of interest during the course of the investigation. Dazed by these events, she is even more thrown when she realizes
she did it.
The realtor Arthur had contracted with was Jolene Nichol, the daughter of once legendary actress Bunny Nichol and Deirdre's best friend through high school, a friend from whom she has not heard since 1963 when they were 15. One fateful night, after a party at Nichol's home, Bunny's boyfriend was stabbed to death, a murder to which Jolene confessed. In his rush to remove Deirdre from the scene, Arthur was involved in a car accident that left Deirdre with a lame leg. At the time, Deirdre never considered the two events might be connected, but as she, the literary executress, begins to sort through Arthur's papers, she uncovers clues to secrets that have been hidden for over 20 years, secrets that someone is obviously willing to kill for in order to keep them buried. But just how far is the killer willing to go, and how many people will die if these secrets are revealed?
I know how far he's willing to go, to kill someone in a lap pool.
There you go.
Was established right off the top.
This novel is full of the glitz and glamour of an earlier era. Efron grew up in Beverly Hills during this time period. Subtle reminders of time gone by, such as Deirdre purchasing an outfit a la Jennifer Beals in Flashdance, keeps readers firmly
in the time period again?
The mid-60s and mid-80s. Keeps readers firmly in the past, lest they forget and wonder where the cell phones and internet are, because there's a couple times when you wonder, like, why don't they just pick up their cell phone? It feels as if Deirdre's been floundering around in the last two decades since her accident and the divorce of her parents and her mother's relocation to a meditative
the same book?
Compound where she is out of communication most of the time, even with her children. Deirdre has an unmarried brother, Henry, still living in the family home. Readers watch as Deirdre grows strong, firmer in her resolve not to be a victim and to find the truth not only with regards to her father's death, but the truth from 1963. Once she learns the truth, though, she realizes how dangerous the knowledge is, and must make a difficult choice to save lives, leading to an unsettling but satisfying conclusion. Efron continues to be at the top of her game as she creates tension and suspense with nuanced characters and an unforgettable plot with more twists and turns than the canyon roads Deirdre travels on her way home. There is so much stuff.
Is this a review you wrote?
It is. It is on our website, adultsummerreadingclub.blogspot.com. There is so much stuff crammed into this.
I know, because there's so much stuff crammed in your review. You felt like you had to touch all of it. What's her father's secret?
I can't tell you. That's a spoiler alert.
That's all right.
I'm not telling.
Jeremiah's never going to read this book.
He might.
No, Jeremiah likes ones with R2-D2, and is R2-D2 in this?
No, he also reads books about murder. He reads all the Joe Nesbo books.
I thought he liked science fiction
he
or
does.
Something, now.
Comics.
Oh.
Shall we go to the quarter of the hour break?
Sure.
There's only 15 minutes left before Jim Gunn.
Are they going to make a movie of that book? Would it be a good movie?
It would make a very good movie. Yes.
Got it.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour. the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Jim Gunnell will be in to take care of business in 12 minutes. And we should also mention that we have our own email for the Library Show, JT and the Bookworm. If you have any questions about anything we talked about, oh, jtandthebookworm@gmail.com. I need to tell you at where.
Didn't want to interrupt you, Jennifer.
Thank you. I figured it out all by myself. If you have any questions or compliments, feel free to email us. No complaints.
Or rip us a new one if you want, right? We take criticism.
I don't.
Are you good at taking criticism?
I'm not. You know I'm not.
Yeah, I know you aren't. Why is that?
It's the way God made me. She likes me like
that. All right, we have 10 minutes left approximately. Where do you want to go with this?
Should we talk about the upcoming programs for March?
We could.
That you talked about? Or do you have a better idea? You want to play trivia?
Let's just let's touch on what we have in March. We have a full slate of programs in March. Let's just touch on them real quickly. How many things do you have over there?
I believe everything. I have Friday, March 6th at the North County Branch Library at 1 o'clock, exploring housing options for seniors. What's right for you?
The movie series Academy Award nominated films continue. We're showing Birdman, which won Best Picture, Jennifer.
Did it?
We're showing it twice on Thursday, March 5th at ACL at 6 p.m. and then we're repeating it again Saturday, March 28th, 2 p.m. at North County Branch Library. We're also showing The Theory of Everything, the actor won the Best Actor Award. And then Whiplash, I don't know what they won, but they probably won Best on Costume Design or something.
Saturday, March 7th at the North County Branch from 2 to 3, open mics for the Timid Soul hosted by Becky Burrell of Main Street Music in Clintonton. What happens if more people show up than fit in an hour?
That's a good problem to have.
It is.
Qigong and Meditation with Judy Hasten will be at the Hunterdon County Library on Tuesday, March 10th at 7 p.m.
And Tuesday afternoon, March 10th at 2 p.m. is the Veterans Affairs Rural Health Program with Maria Lemisnero. She was here 2 years ago, year and a half ago.
She was?
Yes, she was.
And it was very popular, correct?
It was.
The Spare Parts Vocal Band. It's an a cappella group, just voices. Jennifer, think of Straight No Chaser. Or what's another a cappella group out there? It's very popular music.
Record. I remember the Nylons from the 80s.
Okay, but we're having our own a cappella group at the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, March 11th at 7 p.m.
Come with an open mind.
All these programs are free and open to the public, by the way.
On Thursday, March 12th from 4 to 4:45 at the Headquarters Library, we are having Legos, Magic Model Magic, and more. Stations to explore creating with Legos, Model Magic, and more for students grades 1 to 4.
From there to here, Irish music of Patrick Clifford. Thursday, March 12th, 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
Saturday afternoon, March 14th from 2 to 5 p.m., join us for a book signing with Marion Baer, compiler and publisher of Surviving Cancer, Our Voices, Our Choices.
Also on Saturday, March 14th at 1:30 p.m., celebrates Celtic Month or Celtic Month? Celtic Month, right?
Mm.
With singer-songwriter Jody James at the North County Branch Library. That's Saturday, March 14th at 1 p.m.
Fred Miller returns to the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, March 18th, and the Headquarters Library on Thursday, March 19th, both days at 2 p.m., to play Oscar Snubs from 1934 to 1939.
Impressionism and America with Michael Norris, PhD. A lecture will be held at the North County Branch Library on Thursday, March 19th at 7 p.m.
On Saturday, March 21st from 10 to 4, we're going to have Maker's Day at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library. Are we going to have a flyer for what's going on that day?
I have no idea, are we?
Okay, I don't know.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
I think that would help.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they're still assembling who's going to actually do the demonstrations, I guess, once they have that down.
Yeah, but we're 3 weeks out. Okay.
The North County Branch Garden Club meets again on Tuesday, March 24th at 7 p.m. This is a drop-in, so everyone is welcome. The topic this time is coping with deer with Master Gardener Rolf Margano.
On Wednesday, March 25th at the Headquarters Library at 7 p.m., Beth Coleman Band returns for another evening of bluegrass music.
And I know on Thursday, March 26th, we have an estate planning program with John Manfreda up at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. I just did the flyer, but I didn't print it out for today, unfortunately.
So that's it. There's almost something every night in March.
I know. We have a lot going on there. We just proved it right there. And to see all these events, these free events, just go to our webpage, nclibrary.us, click on the event calendar in the bottom right corner. You can actually sign up to attend the programs online.
We also have four book groups during the month of March. March 27th at the Headquarters Library at 10 a.m., Civilization and Its Discontents by Sigmund Freud from the Great Book Series. On Tuesday, March 10th, at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, they will be discussing 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. I don't have the South County flyer yet. The Friends of the Library book group.
The South County flyer is made.
I know, I don't have it, though. On March 24th, they will be discussing The Black Tulip by Alexander Dumas at the Headquarters Library.
I know one of them is Night Circus or whatever.
Oh.
And the other one is... Why don't I have our webpage up, Jennifer?
I don't know, Jim Thatch.
That's okay. What? Keep going.
I have nothing.
You have nothing else to talk about the library?
Nothing else to talk about.
The Hunter County Library, where we could talk for hours and days on end and not repeat ourselves.
I know.
You
know what? We should let everyone know that the water leak, water break that was discovered Sunday morning has been fixed at the North County Branch Library, and everything is back to being righted, and the meeting room is open again.
Where, if I want to see our book groups on the webpage, where would I go?
You go to hclibrary.us.
I'm there,
You
Jennifer.
Click on Reader Services, one of those little yellow boxes, and then you click on Join a Book Group.
So the South County Branch Book Club, the books Jennifer did not know, they are discussing White Oleander by Jana Finch on Tuesday, March 17th at 7:30 p.m. And then Night Circus by Aaron Morgenstern on Tuesday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. So if you've read either one of those books and want to discuss them, Jennifer's having someone on the air.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good. This is Jeremiah Harris, who works at the circulation desk at night, and he wants to talk about Comic Fest.
Yes, pretty excited about it. So far, we're in the early planning stages, and I was hoping we could just get a little bit of discussion going and a little bit of information going out to everybody, all of your listeners, about our Comic Fest that's going to be going on March...
May.
Yeah, May 16th from 10 to 4. We've got... we've got a couple of artists signed up, and hopefully we're going to get some crafts and some other activities lined up for children and adults alike to participate in our little mini event, our mini Comic-Con, we'll call it. I know you guys don't like the word Comic-Con.
That's all right. Jim finds it difficult to say. I'm working with Carolyn from the Book Garden in Frenchtown.
Yes, that's right.
Or actually right now Carolyn's doing a lot of the booking for us.
Yes, sure, yes.
So there'll be costumes?
Yes, cosplay, as the young children like to call it these days.
I don't. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll have some paper and pens out to do your own comic strip.
Yes, but I have an important question for you, Jennifer. Maybe you know the answer. Will there be food?
Yes.
All right. Good.
Yes,
what kind of food?
Yeah, these are important questions here.
We budgeted for some food for the friends.
Like what?
Like what? I don't know.
Are we talking sandwiches or are we talking sweets?
No, we're I don't know all sweets, but snacky things.
Okay.
Pretzels and I'm hoping we couldn't have sandwiches for everyone.
Okay.
I'm hoping there's too many people for that.
Oh, all right. Well.
You have to give that some thought, obviously.
Yeah.
What's the budget for food? Let's go all out.
You should go all out with this.
Maybe we should have a big cake or something.
Oh, that's messy.
Yes, a cake that looks like the Incredible Hulk.
There you go. All right.
I know a few people.
Okay. Very good. Yes, you do, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
All right, and you heard the concert last night, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, she was young. I heard you guys mention it earlier. She was a lot younger than what that poster kind of depicts.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe it's just maybe an imposter showed up.
Maybe. Maybe. No. But it was a good show. There was a pretty decent turnout. A couple of 100 and Tricentennials kind of came over and thought that they had to have some tickets for this event. So we had to quickly inform them, oh, it's free and open to the public. So that was pretty good.
Very good. Thanks for handling that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Problem.
I will see you tonight, and we'll talk some more about Comic Fest.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Jeremiah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, thanks to Jeremiah for calling in. He has been working tirelessly on Comic Fest with Kendra.
We'll talk a lot. We'll get a lot of details and talk.
Yeah, I hope we're going to meet again on March 7th and have some really good details for you. So thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. ISIS propaganda may be to blame for seducing wannabe terrorists in every corner of the United States. FBI Director James Comey said Wednesday the agency is investigating suspected supporters of the terrorist group in all 50 states. The alarming comments came as the FBI announced the arrest of three New York men accused of attempting to fly to Turkey and eventually join the ranks of ISIS. Old Man Winter is showing the South he can still pack a wicked punch. A winter storm system will keep states from Tennessee to North Carolina in its icy grip today, dropping a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Close to 140,000 customers in states like Alabama, Georgia, and Virginia are without power after getting about 10 inches of snow overnight. The FCC is due to vote today on net neutrality regulations. Net neutrality involves Internet service providers treating all traffic on their networks the same way and would prevent them from intentionally slowing some traffic as a way to boost revenue. Critics of net neutrality say the government should stay out of the way and that rules will remove the incentive to improve Internet networks. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the Internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. get back the quality of your life, and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to diabetic99.com.
The ISIS terrorist known as Jihadi John has been identified as a young British man who has appeared in several beheading videos. From London.